This is something that happened last summer. It was a weekend, and I was at Chick-fil-A with my friend Sean. We went golfing together in the morning and were eating afterwards. The Chick-fil-A restaurant was not very far from where either of us lived, and was on the way back from the golf course. Inside, things were very busy with it being a weekend. We were sitting at a table kind of in the back of the restaurant. During the time that we were in there, something caught my eye. There was a woman who was sitting at a table in my line of vision, kind of to the right. She was a ways back, but she was just staring at me. And the way that she was staring was somewhat creepy. It wasn't like somebody who maybe thought they recognized me. It was more like she was mad at me and glaring right at my face. We made eye contact for a split second, and I had to look away. I looked back a short time later, and she was doing the same thing. I was positive that I did not recognize her, and I didn't know who she was, so this was really strange. The woman was thin, had dark brown hair, and was maybe in her 40s. I did my best to just ignore her and talk to my friend John. John and I were good friends and could talk for a long time about anything. We stayed there for sort of a long time, long after we were done eating. After a while, I happened to look around and noticed that the woman was still there. She was staring at me once again. Now, she wasn't staring at me non-stop the entire time. She would look around at other stuff too, but would often look back to me. I was still just trying to ignore her. Finally, me and John decided to leave. We got up and walked to the exit. I didn't even think about the woman at all anymore. I figured that I would be gone and probably not see her again. John and I said bye to each other and then got into our vehicles. We had drove there separately and parked away from each other as well. We would have parked next to each other, but the parking lot was so full when we arrived that there were only a few open spaces. So after I got inside my car, I started the engine and noticed the woman again. She was walking through the parking lot and looking at me. Then she headed into my direction. I was really curious as to what she was doing, so I didn't just drive away. Eventually, she made it to my car, and I rolled my window down. Right when she got close to my car, she asked me if I could give her a ride. I told her sorry, but no. Without saying anything back, the woman flipped me off and then started walking away angrily. I was more confused than ever. At that point, I just decided to drive away. I left the Chick-fil-A and headed back to my apartment. I lived only about 5 to 10 minutes away from there, depending on traffic. The drive back home went smooth, and I went inside and put my golf clubs away. Now, my apartment is on the second floor of my building. It overlooks the main parking lot for the complex, and there's another building across from it. I was casually walking past my window when I noticed something. There was a car in one of the parking spaces and a woman in the driver's seat. I looked closer and saw it was the same woman from Chick-fil-A. What was her deal? She was not looking at me and appeared to be looking at her phone. I got out of her view from the window. I kept a watch on her though. She remained there for almost 30 minutes. Then she finally drove away. I don't know why she was there, but I believe that she followed me home. I hadn't noticed at all, but I wasn't really paying that close of attention. My apartment complex is in a somewhat busy area, and cars entering behind me is very common. Luckily, I don't think she knew which apartment was mine. I park in an underground garage that's under the building. The woman had just parked in the lot. Ever since then, I haven't seen her. I still have a lot of questions about that, but I'm just glad that everything is okay. I used to work at a Chick-fil-A. The job was just temporary for me and during the summer, but I had a terrifying experience that caused me to quit early. It all happened one seemingly normal Thursday evening. During this time, I was bringing food to customers, mainly ones that were waiting in the parking lot. We had a couple of parking spaces dedicated to people who ordered online. After a while of doing this, I had an order to bring out that was pretty average. I think it was just a number one meal, which is the regular chicken sandwich, fries, and a drink. I brought it out to a newer-looking minivan that was parked in one of the spaces. I went to the driver's window and saw that a man was inside. He was a larger guy, had a mustache, and was wearing a jacket and sunglasses. When I was at his window, he rolled it down a little bit, but not enough for me to hand him his order. I confirmed his name for the order, and he said yes, but then he asked me if I could please put it in the back seat of his van for him. He said that he recently injured his back and couldn't twist it yet. I was really confused at first, but noticed that he had a backpack and another bag on his passenger seat. Without giving it much thought, I just said yes. I didn't have a problem with it and didn't really care. The man then pushed a button which opened his side sliding door. When the door opened up, I noticed that the seat directly behind him was taken out completely. The only seat in the back was on the passenger side. As I looked in, the man told me that there was a cup holder next to the seat for the drink. I literally had to get inside of his van in order to put it there. I know this sounds really crazy, but at the time, it just seemed like a simple request. As soon as I had fully stepped inside of the vehicle, suddenly it started moving. The van jerked forward, and I realized that the man was actually driving away. The sudden movement set me falling backwards and into the third row of seating. My first thought was to get out of the car, but he was going so fast that I couldn't just jump out of it, and as soon as he started moving, the automatic door that was open started to close. The next thing I knew, we were out of the parking lot and onto a busier road. I got into one of the seats in the third row of the van and immediately reached for my phone. As soon as I did, though, the man screamed at me that if I called anyone, he would crash the car at full speed. I didn't know anything about this guy, so I had to take his threat serious. I wanted to call the police badly, though. I put my phone down, kind of behind me, and kind of sat on it, and told the man that I wouldn't call anybody. He didn't say anything after that. Honestly, I think I was too scared to ask him what he was doing, but I had no clue. I didn't say anything to him. As my phone was under me, I reached for it and felt it without looking. I kept my eyes on the man, and he was now driving at a more normal speed. He was mostly watching the road, but every now and then he would look back at me. I tried to feel around on my phone and memorize where the apps were to make a phone call. When the man wasn't looking, I snuck a quick peek for like half a second. I got to the dial screen and hit 911. Then I turned my volume all the way down so the guy wouldn't hear. I wasn't able to say anything after the call went through, though. I kept a watch on the man, and every time that he looked back at me, I made sure that it didn't look like I was on my phone. I kept it behind me, and I remained looking ahead. A couple of minutes later, I checked and was still on the line with the police. I carefully hung up and then dialed again. I didn't want them to think that it was an accident that I called. Meanwhile, the man had driven us to a nearby freeway and then merged onto it. He didn't say anything at all, and I was just hoping that the police would know what to do. Probably about 10 minutes went by. We were still on the same freeway, and then I noticed a police car. It didn't have its sirens or lights on, though. It was in the other lane and a ways back. Soon, it changed into our lane. I had a great feeling when I saw that. I just had a feeling that it was going to pull us over. Then it turned its lights on. The man looked back and saw it. I was afraid that he was going to crash the car or something, but he didn't. He angrily asked me if I called the police as he started to slow down. I said no, I hadn't, in the most convincing way possible. The man then pulled over and told me not to say anything. I completely ignored him, though. As soon as we were stopped and the police officer was walking towards us, I ran for the door. I opened it up and then left the vehicle. Looking back, that was possibly dangerous. I didn't know what the man would do, but thankfully, he didn't do anything. Instead, he tried to act all confused. I told the officer what was going on, though, and judging by me wearing a Chick-fil-A uniform, he knew something was up. I waited in the police car while the officer talked with the man, and backup arrived. It became a huge thing with a bunch of officers showing up. They ended up arresting the man for kidnapping, and I was able to go home. I quit my job after that, just because I didn't want to go back to the Chick-fil-A after such a terrible experience. It was months before I even left the house by myself. I'm doing much better now, though. I will never forget that horrifying experience. I worked at a Chick-fil-A for almost 2 years. I could tell you lots of stories about strange customers or weird situations, but there's one that always stands out from the rest and still baffles me today. I really can't believe that it happened, but it did. One time, I was working a shift where I started in the afternoon and got off at night. I think we closed at 10 or 11 p.m., and I got off on this night at 9. At about 7 p.m., things inside were very busy. I was at the counter taking orders, and there was a pretty steady line. At one point, a man with a slight beard came up to me to order. I asked him what he would like, and he said he wanted a number 2 deluxe meal. That's a spicy chicken sandwich for anybody wondering. So after he ordered it, I told him the price and said that he could pay now. The guy was like, "No thanks, I'll take it free." Surely he could not be serious. The way he said it, though, was not in a joking way. I said, "We can't give it to you for free, you'll have to pay, sorry." He seemed angry and said, "I heard you guys working here are supposed to be so nice. Why can't you just let me have it free then?" There was a line of people behind the guy, and he was starting to hold them up. I told the guy, sorry, but he had to pay like everybody else. The guy simply said that he wasn't going to, and added that he didn't even bring his wallet. I told him that he couldn't get anything then. The man just kept standing there, though. I asked the man to let other customers come up to order. He said, I will leave when I get some free food. I really couldn't believe the nerve of this guy, and I didn't really know what to do anymore. I asked him nicely to please go, but he refused. People around him were wondering what was taking so long, and I noticed many of the people in line were staring. After a few minutes, a coworker came over to me, seeing that something was up. She then opened up another register, so people in line could order there as well. The line was now backed up so far it almost went to the doors. When the second register opened up, the man finally walked away and left the restaurant. Things resumed back to normal after that. We kept two registers going for a while to deal with the line and keep things moving. Then it quieted down at about 8 p.m. But sometime around maybe 8:30, I was still working behind the counter when I noticed the man once more. He was actually outside and not in the building. I could see him clearly from where I was though. It was dark outside, but the guy was just kind of standing around near the doors. He wasn't really facing the restaurant though. I was afraid that he was going to come inside again and ask for something for free or cause more problems. He didn't though. I kept working, and several more people came in until 9 p.m. when I was finally off. Then I went back and clocked out and could leave. My car was parked in the parking lot, sort of on the side where I had seen the man before. I looked and saw that he was still out there, just standing around like he was before. I really didn't want to walk past him, especially after our confrontation earlier, so I decided to go out the other exit on the other side. After I left through those doors, I walked around the building and over to my car. Then I was finally able to drive home. That's the crazy experience that I had working there. One thing I still wonder though is why the guy was just standing around outside. I think maybe he was waiting for me to get off of work and confront me again or something. I don't know for sure, but I'm glad that I left through the other doors. One day, I went to Chick-fil-A with my best friend Lindsay. We were eating inside of the restaurant on a fairly busy day. There was a lot of people all over the place. It was just the two of us at one of the tables on one side. Everything was going normal, and Lindsay and I were talking. At one point, Lindsay got up to use the restroom. I stayed in my seat, and not long after Lindsay left, a man walked over and sat across from me. I really didn't know who he was. The man had short brown hair, a sort of uneven beard, and was fairly young-looking. He said hi to me, and I asked him what he was doing here. The man said that he saw me and just wanted to get my phone number. I was not interested in giving it to him. He came across as a little bit strange to me. I told him no, I couldn't give it to him. He tried to reason with me and then asked me if he could have my Snap or Instagram. My answer was still no. Then I looked over and saw Lindsay coming back. Thank goodness. The man then got up and quickly walked away. Lindsay sat back down, and I told her about what had happened. I was kind of weirded out by the entire thing. I've been asked for my number before, but not like this. I thought that was the end of it, though. We didn't really see the guy at all for the rest of the time that we were in there. I even looked around the restaurant, wondering where he went. I figured that he just left, but the place was kind of busy, so I didn't know for sure. So when Lindsay and I left the Chick-fil-A, we began driving back. We both lived fairly close to each other, and we had gone there together in my car. When we were maybe about halfway back, Lindsay told me that the man was following us. I looked back and saw a car directly behind us with what appeared to be a man behind the wheel. I asked her if she was sure that that was him, and she said yes. I hadn't noticed him behind us at all up until that point. I kept driving, but we didn't have that much longer to go, maybe like 5 minutes. When we got closer, I knew that I couldn't just go to one of our houses and have the guy know where we lived, so instead of pulling onto my street, I drove past it and then turned on a random street. I kept on driving around the block and just turning again. I went around the block and then back to the busier road. When we merged back onto it, the guy suddenly sped up and started to go around us. He gave me the middle finger as he got even with us before speeding away. I could not believe what had happened. I guess he was so mad that I rejected him. I'm glad that he didn't keep following us all the way back to my house, and I hope that I never see him again. This is something that happened several years ago. It was late on a Saturday night. I was at Walmart doing some very late night shopping. This was not normally how I spend Saturday nights. I really don't remember why I was out so late on a Saturday night shopping at Walmart. What I do remember, though, was after I left Walmart, I walked out to my car in the parking lot. At the time, I drove a smaller pickup. It was very quiet out, and the parking lot was mostly empty. Now, the Walmart parking lot was massive. There were several stores next to the Walmart on both sides, and their parking lots connected. At the far back of the parking lot, there were a few quiet roads and several restaurants. They all connected with more of a main road a ways to the west. Just about everything was closed at this hour. After I left the Walmart, I was going to cut through the Chick-fil-A parking lot. It was sort of a shortcut. Instead of going to the left and having to drive all around it, I could just go right through it. I pulled into the parking lot and was driving very slow. But as I was driving through, I noticed something. There appeared to be a man walking by the Chick-fil-A. Just out of curiosity, I looked, because it was kind of strange to see this guy walking there. He was also wearing all black, with what looked like a ski mask over his face. He looked at me as I was looking at him. He stood near the restaurant, about 5 feet away from it. Now, I was going probably about 5 miles an hour or less, because there was a speed bump in the first part and the end part of the parking lot. I really couldn't help but look at the guy based on what he was wearing, but then I looked away and kept driving. However, I soon noticed that the man was approaching me. I looked and saw him jogging in my direction. I sped up, trying to get away from him. I had no clue as to why he would be running after me. When I made it to the end of the parking lot, I had to slow down a little bit for the speed bump, but I still ended up taking it faster than I should have. Then, when I was out of the parking lot and onto the road, I figured that I lost the guy, but just after I got back onto the road, I felt something hit the back of my truck. I looked back and saw the man literally jumping into the bed of my truck. I couldn't believe this was happening. The man must have ran pretty fast. I really don't know how he caught up to me so well. I was traveling at about probably 15 miles an hour at most. Now, I know that's still slow, but this road right off the Chick-fil-A was very quiet and the speed limit was 20. So now the man was in the bed of my truck and I didn't know what to do. I kept on driving for a little while, sort of in disbelief. The man remained there and did not immediately try to do anything. Then, as I kept going, maybe 30 seconds later, he started knocking on the rear window. I decided to pull over to the side of the road at that point. I slowed down my truck, and as soon as I came to a stop, almost instantly, the man jumped out. He then went directly for my driver's window and took a punch at it. I slammed on the gas really quickly, and the guy started running after me again. This time, I floored it, and he was unable to jump back into the truck before I sped away. I got a safe distance from him and then called the police. I told them everything, and then I went home. I never heard anything more about it. I'm hoping that the police found him, but I'm really not sure. Looking back, I have no clue as to what the guy was doing. I have to imagine that he was dangerous and wanted to rob me or something. I'm just really glad that I got away from him.